All right, welcome back. We are very honored to have with us by telephone one of the world's most recognized names as it comes to someone who's really willing to risk life and limb to achieve great heights, literally. Nick Wallenda, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on, Tim.
It's a pleasure to have you on. I have so many questions, Nick. I know we won't get to them all, but we do definitely want to chat about your latest attempt here coming up next week on March 4th.
That's right, March 4th, live on ABC. I will become the first person in the world to walk a wire directly over an active volcano. It is, it's something I've wanted to do for about 6 years now. In fact, I was flying into Mexico City for a corporate speaking event that I was doing, and my wife happened to be with me, and I looked down, and there was a volcano that was active. And I told my wife, wouldn't it be amazing to walk a wire over a volcano? And since that flight, I have been on a journey and a mission to find a volcano that I could walk over. And after seeing many of them around the world, finally it landed on one in Nicaragua that was everything that I'd ever envisioned. When I envision my walks, I envision the postcard or the front of the USA Today or the New York Times. What is that going to look like? And this will be the highest walk of my career at 1,800 feet. It'll be the longest walk of my career, exactly 1,800 feet from plateau to plateau, and within a couple inches, ironically. And it will be over an active volcano, so 2,000-plus degree magma down below. I'll be dealing with the drafts of heat from that. At 1,800 feet, most of them dissipate, so we're talking 100 to 150 degrees, 150-plus degrees at times, and then it'll drop back down. I'll be dealing with winds. It happens to be the windy season in Nicaragua. So I'll be dealing with some winds possibly, as well as a gas that this volcano emits that leaves a residue on the wire. In fact, if the wire was up more than a month, it will eat through the wire in the studies that we've shown, where the wire will kind of dissolve almost. And not to mention the fact that I will have to wear a gas mask because these gases are deadly. And they actually absorb the oxygen in the air. So the oxygen content is very little. I actually have been training with an oxygen tank. I'm training with goggles that have been fogging up in training. We hope that doesn't happen on that night. But also these gases can get so thick that you can't see 10 feet in front of you. So part of my training is training with my eyes closed. Of course, many of you who have followed my career know that I have 11 world records, and one of them is for walking on a wire blindfolded. So all of my history, my career of walking over Niagara Falls and the Grand Canyon and blindfolded and riding bikes and you name it, will all certainly be helpful, beneficial training for this walk that I'm taking on March 4th on ABC.
Well, it is. I can't tell you the number of times I cringed here as you were talking, Nick. I am a person who has a terrible fear of heights, so I always watch in greater amazement than some of your fans probably do when you do this kind of stuff. I'm sure you've been asked 1,000 times in the last hour, probably. Are you crazy? Everything that you just mentioned is something that most people would run the other way from.
Yeah, you know, I guess the reason why I do this stuff now is, you know, I'm carrying on a legacy that dates back to the 1780s, seven generations, you know, family members doing this for, you know, over 200 years, as I mentioned. But at this point, it's really about inspiring people, to be honest. And it's not inspiring people to get on a wire over a volcano, that's for sure. But my life has really been about that, inspiring people that nothing is impossible, and also hopefully encouraging people to step out of their comfort zones. I'm in the process of writing a book right now on overcoming fear that'll be out in September. And in that book, I talk about, because I have had to overcome fear and continually do, and categorizing those thoughts in your head that can create fear that hold us back from being great or hold us back from being successful or happy even. I think so many people are miserable going to work every day because they're too scared to leave their job because what's on the other side of that door. And my hopes are to inspire people to do just that, to step out of their comfort zones, and they can be happy too in life. This is my passion. There is something exhilarating about this. There's something nerve-wracking and scary about this, if I'm vulnerable. But the reality is, it is my passion, and it is something that I do in hopes of inspiring others. I do believe that everybody is on a wire somewhere in life, and I often ask people, what is your wire? And we're all trying to get to the other side. And I think when people tune in on Wednesday, March 4th on ABC, they will, many of them will jump on my back and I'll give them a piggyback ride across that wire, hopefully encouraging them to step out on their wire and get to the other side.
Well, clearly you have a background and a family background that would teach you to face challenges, face fears and those kinds of things. Let me ask you a question that I'm sure you've also been asked, but maybe not quite as often, because I think it has to figure into what goes through one's mind when we're watching you do these incredible challenges. And that's, are you afraid to die?
You know, I'm a man of faith, and that plays a big role in my life. And that's whether I get in my car to drive my kids, my daughter to school, or if I am getting on an airplane to fly to my next speaking event or my next event, or walking a wire over a city or a volcano. It certainly comes into play. Am I scared to die? No, because I have faith and confidence in what happens to me after I die. And in that, I can have a lot of peace. Now, do I want to die? Absolutely not. I want to live a long life. Do I have a death wish? Absolutely not. Again, you know, the thing that it's hard for people to understand is I train and prepare for these worst cases so that I am prepared for what I'll face. Now, there are unknowns, which is concerning. It is a volcano. It could erupt. That is the reality. And if it did, look, we all have a time and when we're going to go. And none of us know when that is. And it could be crossing the street, and it could be right now as I'm taking a drink and choking on water. I mean, again, we all have a time. So I find confidence in my faith, though, when it comes to that.
Well, that is, I'm sure, a big underpinning. You obviously can't be afraid of heights. That has to be something that just doesn't bother you, because we were talking about how you might train for this, and I'm guessing that training for these types of things doesn't always occur 1,800 feet in the air.
No, that's correct. So it's really hard to recreate the elements, for sure, especially in this instance of an active volcano. But, you know, I will tell you that everybody is born with a fear of falling, which is heights, and a fear of loud noises. So certainly is something that I don't walk up to the edge of a skyscraper. I don't walk to the edge of that volcano and go, oh, this is cool, man, this is fine. To be honest, my mind goes, hey, you know what? This ground could crumble beneath you, and if this ground crumbles, you could slip into that volcano. I might be more cautious than most on the edge, and maybe not than most, but certainly cautious. And the reason being is maybe because I have more of a real understanding of it and knowledge of what could happen. I feel more safe on that wire because it has been my life since I was 18 months old than I do standing on the edge of that volcano. My mind tells me to back up when I go up to the edge of a skyscraper, if you will. So, again, it's more about training your mind and categorizing those thoughts and the knowledge that I have of my ability to walk a wire behind me. I don't have the knowledge of that surface crumbling beneath my feet. Therefore, I don't feel safe. I don't feel comfortable on the edge. I don't have knowledge of who built that skyscraper and if that wall. In fact, when I walk up to a wall on top of a skyscraper, I will always reach and feel that wall and go, is this sturdy? Is it stable or not? Because I don't know. So many people would just go up and say willingly, oh, it's a wall, it's fine. I don't do that because I have the knowledge that, hey, that wall could fail too.
Interesting. So that brings to mind yet another question, which is you have to have some incredible faith and trust in people around you, the I don't know who strings the wire, but the crew that puts that wire across the volcano and those types of things.
That's correct. So my team consists of my uncle, who was in the military and worked for Homeland Security and had an office in the Pentagon at one point, but an amazing engineer. And he is my lead engineer. Any wire that I walk on, he has approved, he has designed, and he has touched. So he is there while the rigging process happens. And my father, who has done this most of his life, certainly his entire adult life, has a lot of experience, is there as well as this wire goes up, making sure that everything is done safely. If it wasn't for those two guys, I would have to be there every moment making sure it's safe. And in fact, the majority of the time I am. This one's a little unique because it's over in Nicaragua and I'm not able to train over there. So I'm training in my home, my training facility in Florida. So my team is over there right now overseeing. But if you watch my last special on ABC, when I walked over Times Square, you would see where I'm actually hands-on doing the rigging 99% of the time.
Sure. What do your wife and kids think when you go on one of these adventures? I mean, I know your wife has a performing background that's similar, but...
Yeah, that's right. So that helps a lot. My wife does come from seven generations of a circus background on both sides of her family. So she is very, I don't want to say she's comfortable. She gets nervous, but she understands at least my passion. My children as well, they were born with it. So when Dad's walking over the Allegheny River in Pittsburgh, and they're adults and serving our country in the military, at least my boys are, but they would be playing their video games as I'm walking 250 feet above you know, the Allegheny River with no safety devices. Because to them, it was just like, yeah, so what? That's what Dad's
going to work. Fascinating. Nick, it's going to be great fun to watch this, and we wish you very safe experience here. Do we say that? Do you know how to say the name of the volcano?
It's Masaya.
It is Masaya. Okay. The Masaya volcano in Nicaragua, easy for me to say. Wednesday, March 4th, 7 p.m. our Central Time here on ABC Television. We will all be watching and cheering you on, Nick.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for taking the time to speak with us today. Appreciate it. God bless you.